The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050. WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. And you guys know we love our Black Rock Bar and Grill because the food is great. But it's not just the food, it's the service. The service is outstanding as well. Second to none in that regard. Their team is outstanding. And you can be a part of that team. Michigan's favorite steakhouse, Black Rock Bar and Grill in Ann Arbor, is hiring. They're accepting applications for various positions in both the front and the back of the house. They're now offering a $600 signing bonus. All right? $600 sign-on bonus. Over at Black Rock Bar and Grill, if you or someone you know is committed to quality, people, and the total guest dining experience, then you could be a good fit for the Black Rock family. Skip the hassle of working downtown. Black Rock Bar and Grill is just south of 94 on State Street, where parking is ample and free. To apply, go to workforblackrock.com. That's work, the number four, blackrock.com. All right, so Ira, you know, it's a couple of things that I want to revisit real quick. I want to put this out there to the people to give me some advice. We really have gotten into the whole family. We have new bikes and like serious bikes, and we are getting out on the trails. We hit the Rolling Hills Trail last week. I'm curious, those who have been on the border-to-border trail here in Washtenaw County, how much of that is like actual separation from the road, like a real dedicated bike path, which you know they have those going through parks, but how much of that is like paved, separate, you know, bike path? I'd be interested to hear people's experiences on that. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider, email us as well, as we're getting serious about it. Like, I'm really going to try to make it to the Everesting challenge, to ride up that hill one time, Mr. Weintraub. I'll commit to really going to try to do it.
So for those that missed the segment, I almost want to lay this out again, Sam, for those that missed what Safehouse Center is doing, and more information at safehousecenter.org. We tweeted out the link as well. They're starting at around 4:30 in the morning. They're going up the steepest hill in Ann Arbor, and they're trying to climb Mount Everest. And it's 300 trips up the hill to climb Mount Everest. And so Bill Hobson, who joined us earlier, and Barbara Nice-May, who joined us earlier, both are going to do that along with a couple other people, I believe. And so we were invited to join along. And I think they heard us laughing, Sam. And they very quickly made it a point to say, just for a ceremonial lap, a singular lap. So one out of 300. Whew. They're going to start at 4:30 in the morning. It's going to take them 17 to 20 hours. So if you're in the Water Hill District of Ann Arbor tomorrow and you want to stop by and cheer them on, or you want to make a donation, you can do that obviously online or probably in person as well. But they're going to start at 4:30 in the morning. We will not be there that early. But if we can make our way over there, Sam and I will do a ceremonial lap tomorrow. But I'm like, one out of 300 is enough. And they're doing 300 laps up the steepest hill in Ann Arbor to climb out. Great cause, great reason, terrific fundraiser. I get all that. It's kind of like being a hockey goalie. You could ask John Bacon about hockey goalies, right? You have to be a little crazy to be a hockey goalie. I think you need to be a little crazy to ride up a hill 300 times, no matter what the cause is. But I'm happy to do it once if I can work it out. Grace has a soccer game tomorrow, but I'm hoping to work it out to join you for a ceremonial lap tomorrow morning. And you can donate at safehousecenter.org/Everesting.
Yeah, man. It's something that we are serious about doing, really researching. And I was happy to find out that, you know, biking in Ann Arbor, biking in Washtenaw County is a big deal. I mean,
very friendly. Yes, very friendly.
Very bike friendly around here. So you can find a lot of trails to keep it interesting. Like I said, specifically interested in the border to border trail and how family friendly it is would be the point.
Just keep in mind, Sam, all on the bikes. And I know you've kind of picked that, you've learned this already, but just keep in mind, if you're going on a trail, know how far you're going out, because you have to come back. I like our neighborhood. The circles, like one of them is about a mile. The other one, I think, is a little further. But I know that it's just a mile lap. But I know that if I go out, it's just going to take me about a mile to do the whole thing. If I want to do multiple circuits, obviously you do multiple trips. But if you're doing, say, a 6 mile lap, Sam, just remember that it's 6 miles to get all the way around, and you have to make sure that you have to finish. And I bring that up, honestly, less about you and your wife and more so about you've got short legs that are along the ride for you, and you have trailing the a little kid behind as well. So it's adding on. It's not just that you're biking or that your wife is biking. Yeah. There's more to it than that.
Man, and so, you talk about a dude who loves, Noah loves the bike trailer. I mean, he's like, this is awesome. Let me go to sleep. that's his thing. Like the fresh air and being pulled along. So it's a thing that we're all doing together as we get back into being active. And by the way, we have an exciting, we're going to be bringing to you a real, I think, community initiative. And by, Michigan community initiative that is supported by some of the greats, and they're going to be on these airwaves to talk about it. Greats like Desmond Howard and Charles Woodson.
And that's two Heismans.
And then we're going to, Ben Gedeon's going to join us, and Jake, but I mean, it's going to be, of course we're going to talk some football, but all, they're all going to talk about being active and being more fit and getting healthier. With a program here at the University of Michigan called Rewind. And, we'll be giving you more details in the coming weeks, something that I'll be a part of, something that I think many of you will want to be a part of as well, and something that's going to be encouraged, and that is being encouraged by a lot of, when you talk about Michigan football standouts, there's a lot of standout performances between those guys to really back up. Hey, man, this, you talk about getting active, being fit. If you follow Desmond on Twitter, speaking of biking, I think he did a 50-mile, bike trip a couple weeks ago where he talked about being active. He's always cooking on Twitter as well. So
can't wait to hear you tell me about your 50-mile bike trip, Sam.
Yeah, you're going to be waiting a long time. You're going to be waiting a while on that, Mr. Weintraub. Not happening anytime soon. COVID, man. I mean, really, when I say we went into lockdown mode, I mean, we were serious about it. I mean, you've seen me out, even with my first shot that I got last week. I'm going to be wearing mask, double mask. And I wear the temporary mask. And then my mother-in-law, she makes masks, and they are outstanding. So she makes the mask where you can slide the filters in. She's made masks for me with the 24/7 Sports logo on them. She is outstanding when it comes to, I get all my masks made by her. So she's outstanding. I can give you some details on that if you want them. But I'm going to be masked up wherever I go. Even once I get my second shot, Mr. Weintraub, I can't imagine traveling from this point forward without wearing a mask, because it doesn't hurt anything. And I don't know if this is true, it's just anecdotal, but I was talking to I was talking to our doctor, and she was telling us how flu numbers, at least flu instances, at least for that she's seen among her patients, are down. I don't know if that
flu numbers are down, and there's multiple reasons that flu numbers are down. One, masks. Two, right. Hand washing is, so we're wearing masks, which hadn't been done at all. We're washing hands, which hopefully had been done, but is definitely being done a lot more. And then the third part is that the number one flu spreaders are either not in school or they are masked and washing their hands. And those are the kids. Because I'll never forget when Grace first started going, this was a few years ago, she's in it was the pre-K. And after 8 weeks, we took her to a doctor. We're like, she's had a cold for 8 weeks. They're like, no, she's had four or five different colds. They just keep getting the next one and keep getting the next one. Well, you're not getting those germs aren't, out in the environment as much as they have been because of masking and because of isolations, et cetera. So those flu numbers are definitely down. And I've had this conversation with my wife, who has been on a plane a couple times, and she's done the same thing, put the mask with the filters and, a little extra precaution. I haven't flown yet, but I'm not convinced that I will fly without a mask in the future, post-COVID. Think about every time you've ever flown. Have you felt great when you're done flying and wherever your destination is, or maybe when you get home? Don't you usually end up with something? I'll never forget years ago, I went to a wedding in Key West, and it was miserable. I got sick on the way down because I got something on the plane, and why not wear a mask? It's not that big of a deal, and it can keep you a little healthier during travel. I do think that mask wearing, because I've seen people wearing masks on airplanes for years. It was a small number, but I've seen it for years. I do think mask wearing on airplanes is going to stick around for a lot longer. Obviously, we're going to be wearing masks throughout the summer into the fall anyway. It's just, even with the vaccines, that's going to be a part of it until the kid vaccines, which sound like there are a lot of optimism around the kid vaccines that are, you know, for the fall and into the towards the end of the year. But mask wearing is still going to be pretty commonplace for a little while longer. And that includes, you know, if we want to go to concerts or sporting events this summer, Sam, wear a mask. But you know what? It still means you get to go to that concert or that sporting event, so wear a mask. But that'll even be post-vaccination, because by the time we get to mid-May, this show will be vaccinated and 2 weeks after those vaccinations. So in that fully vaccinated category, we'll be there by mid-May. And yeah, we'll be doing an in-studio celebration then.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't go on vacation. Travel was down for my team and I. We eventually got back out into doing some, I mean, very judicious with our travel. Made sure all my guys always masked up.
I haven't been anywhere. Like you, as you said, my wife and Grace, they went a couple of times and they've explained how good the protocols have been on the plane or where they've been. I haven't been anywhere other than, you know, work. But I don't, like, as far as travel, I haven't been south of Milan in a year.
Yeah. I mean, this is what it took. You know, unfortunately, so many people were lost, and we see the vaccinations taking on me more and more by the week. And yet that's not fast enough to keep the numbers from spiking here in Washtenaw County. So again, I want to implore people to get vaccinated. And I'm not just, you know, speaking in an abstract. I'm speaking to my family as well. As I've been very open here on the show and saying that, hey, convincing some family members to get vaccinated has been a chore. Been a major chore for a variety of reasons that aren't it's not about being not being convinced that the virus is real or feeling like their personal liberties are being infringed upon by mask wearing and advocating for vaccination. It's more about lack of trust based on history, you know, history of some of the testing procedures in the Black community. And that's been a tough hill to climb, to speak, you know, to stick with that theme for a second. And slowly but surely, you know, got my mom fully vaccinated, mother-in-law fully vaccinated. That's now the effort is on to get the rest of the family vaccinated as well, and hopefully the rest of you will follow suit. I know it's tough. It's time consuming. It is time consuming to try to find where you can get a shot. I mean, frustrating.
I think that's a really good word. Yeah, frustration.
I got mad at one point. Like, it shouldn't be this hard to find where you can get a freaking shot. It's like life and death.
Yeah. What have people ever been excited and trying to find shots? Yeah. Give me a shot. I want a shot. Yay. But here we are. The frustration level, I've heard it from a lot of people. Thankfully, my wife was able to, I mean, there were frustrations involved, but she was able to take care of it for me. So I didn't have to deal with the same kind of level of frustration. But Sam, you mentioned climbing a hill and how, you know, it's a tough hill to climb. I just want to mention that High Octane Mike, he does not think that we'll be very successful even doing the hill one time. And he also says that hill will be the last hill I ever ride. So I'm a little nervous about climbing that hill tomorrow. But, you know, like I said, all hills are worth all that. It's all worth the effort, right? There's always a reason to get through these challenges. And whether it's the challenge of a great fundraising idea we talked about with our friends at Safe House, or this challenge of getting us all vaccinated. So we're getting to this point where, I don't know, Sam, if we can get through this as quickly as possible through the vaccination process, et cetera, then, you know, where we all want to be in, Jake in Ann Arbor can tell us how many exact days it is, but we all know where we want to be on that first Saturday in September. And the more vaccinations that happen, and the better off, the more likely that we're not just going to be there, but be there with a full stadium. We're not at that stage yet, But that's a part. This is a part of that process to get to a full Michigan stadium by the fall.
You know, to segue real quick before we get out of this segment into some golf. Did you see the story? The story from the Masters where there's a media member that was diagnosed with COVID-19, and you have a segment of the media quarantine now as a result of that. Now they tested negative. You had to test negative in order to get into the Masters. But since being down there for I guess a little over a week now.
Yeah, they were there for the women's Augusta. I can't remember what they call, but it's an amateur event that wraps up at Augusta National on the Saturday before, so last Saturday before the Masters. Yeah, they got there for that event and tested negative. But there are media members that are roommates. I don't think I would share a house with anybody on the. I understand why they do it generally because of it's very hard to get housing in class. So I get it to get the housing in Augusta, but I would not be sharing housing with people during a pandemic. I'd rather drive an hour from Columbia each day if I had to. But yeah, it's a real interesting concern because the media center. The people that have been around, what will there be any spread from there? I'm not saying spread from person to person, just there were issues at the media center. I'm assuming that part, they're obviously, you know, go clean, do whatever. But will there be other areas within the facilities at Augusta that they have to start taking a closer look at? My guess is no. I mean, obviously, it's very outside. I would say that everybody's wearing masks. But if you're watching the event, you realize that there's a lot of chin diapers that are being worn as opposed to masks. So that is not necessarily great amongst the spectators, but I did read that, and it is a concern. Just like reading about St. Elmo's being shut down in Indianapolis during the Final Four, an Alabama fan going home from the Final Four and passing away. So you hear these stories from these different events, and you're hoping that it's very specific to that person,
right,
and not leading to some sort of a spread.
Right, no doubt. Hey, I had a Masters observation. I know Bubba Watson's wearing Jordans. He's wearing Jordans on the...
So in the time we talked about this earlier, I found a pair, but it's royal blue, not navy blue. But I did find a pair of white, gray, and royal blue Jordan golf shoes. They are pretty sweet. I may put them on a hit list somewhere, you know, for, you know, a gift down the road.
Is that going to help Bubba hit another hook shot?
No, but maybe he'll jump higher if he hits a good shot. Sam, unlike, say, basketball, it's not really the shoes. Your spikes do matter, so you don't get slippage. But really, it's not the shoes.
Hey, for Bubba, it's not the shoes. Golf course is looking good. I'm convinced that it'll be retirement before I can put in enough time to be okay at golf. In the meantime, let's try to look the part. Let's just try to look the part. So with it, I saw Bubba Watson wearing some J's. Okay, we can do that. Let's make that happen. His were green though. No, we can't.
Yeah, not doing that. Not doing the green. That's why I said I found another pair that was black with gray, but then they have like this little bit of red around the heel or something, and I'm like, yeah, no, I can't do red and gray on a shoe. That's not happening. When they come out with the navy blue and white, they can throw gray, they can throw maize, but navy blue and white Jordan golf shoe. Yeah, when that comes out, Sam, I will be first in line. I've seen, like, there's a store at Briarwood that when there are shoe releases, people will line up. When there's a shoe release for a Nike, or a Jordan golf shoe that is navy blue and white, I will be the first one in line.
So after day one, you got any, you ready to call who's going to come out on top in this thing?
No, I know Justin Rose has a 3-shot lead after he had a terrific round. Really, he had a terrific final 11 holes. Through 7 holes, he was 2 over, Sam. The final 11 holes, he was 9 under. 7 birdies and an eagle. He was terrific. I just don't know if you can maintain that for 4 rounds or even for 2 or 3 to pull away far enough. And the numbers, it's less than 20% of first-round leaders have won the Masters. So it's not like it's some sort of a guarantee. But if he does again today and the rest of the field does again today what everybody did yesterday, and he does tee off at 9:38, so we're going to be able to see him early on this morning. If the field all kind of replicates yesterday, which rarely happens, but if it does, it's going to be cakewalk weekend, but watching history. But I have a feeling that we're going to see about 15 or 20 guys in, you know, around the number that we're going to say, you know what, this 15 or 20 guys going into Saturday have a chance to win. And that number will maybe trim to, say, 5 or 10 by Sunday. But I think we're in for a really exciting weekend. The course played pretty tough yesterday. The wind changes, it seems like, on every hour. The humidity changes, which changes ball flight, seems like, by the hour. And so I think the challenges are real, like they always are in the spring at Augusta. I think they're really excited to be back there in April and not in November because the course did play very different in November. And I'm not ready to call a winner. I think that a lot of guys, including Rose, including Spieth, who showed some real good bounce back after a terrible triple bogey in the ninth hole yesterday, Sam, he smacked it square into a tree. You would have thought it was you or me. It was a phenomenal. I mean, it was phenomenal. The way he hit the tree, it was remarkable. The ball goes backwards. I've done that. I lived it. I was watching. I felt for him. I actually know what that feels like. So I think that it's too early to really call more than I think it's 29 golfers that are plus one or better. I think your winner is going to come in that group, but that's still a large number. I'm looking forward to a really fun weekend. Really looking forward to, Sam. 10 o'clock, show ends. I go home, turn on Masters.com on my big screen TV, and I'll be watching golf till network coverage starts at 3. And, yes, it's a golf all weekend, other than riding a bike, because I got to get a little bike shape back in because we might be riding a hill to our death tomorrow morning.
All right, we got to get to a break. We'll be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.